Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 17th day of Menachem Av. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, which you can subscribe for anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim Call, including the five children that we have been davening for: Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Alini, Orna, Bas, Chen, Chana, Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devora, Tinok, Ben, Tiona, Sarah, whom Yirtzeh Hashem, please God, will have a name in the next few days at his bris, and Raya Bas Michal. Additionally, please keep in mind those still being held captive, Arvin Nitanel Ben Sonia Siona in Iran, and all of our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Shaya Katz of the Young Israel of Oak Park in Detroit, Michigan, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Katz slowly reciting our five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. One of the benefits of the OU daily email is that all of those Tehillim, as well as Achinu and the three Mishaberach, as we say, are listed in descending order. Again, you can find that in the daily email. But Rabbi Katz will lead us in Achinu, recited both in Hebrew and English, followed by the three Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Shavuyim. Rabbi Katz will conclude with the Mishaberach with Cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Katz.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali. It is always a pleasure. We come out of a day like Tisha B'Av, we come out of the 9 days, we come out of the 3 weeks, and we go into Shabbos Nachamu, we get a certain sense of Nechama. What exactly that Nechama is not for us to figure out now, but there's what to be said for it. But in some ways, we try to shift gears. We shift gears from, the month of Av, the month of maybe a father, Av, disciplining us, unfortunately, giving us the punishment that we needed to hear, to learn from with Tisha B'Av, and we try to segue our way into the month of Elul, the month of Ani Lado Dilado Dili, seeing Hashem no longer as a father, but instead as a spouse. And what often happens, therefore, not that it's anything necessarily wrong, but our focus shifts away from the Beis HaMikdash, our focus shifts away from Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim HaBinuyah, and we instead start to focus inward. We start to focus on our own relationship with Hashem, our own Avodas Hashem, which may or may not need some improvements, and we prepare for Tishrei, we prepare for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and the long process going all the way through Hoshana Rabbah, Shemini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah. But it behooves us, especially as we read certain psukim in this week's Parsha, to not forget or to not neglect continuing to think about Eretz Yisrael and continuing to think about Yerushalayim, and specifically in the time that we're in the moment in history that we're in. The Pasuk tells us in this week's Parsha that when Eretz Yisrael is going to be taken care of by Hashem, Jewish people will be taken care of, the enemies will be wiped out, it concludes, or at least gives a summarizing statement, in Pasuk Vav of Perek Yud Aleph, 11:6, Yud Beis, 11:12. Eretz Asher, Hashem Elokecha Doresh Osta Tamid, Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba, Mereshis Hashanah V'Ad Acharis Shana, at no matter what time during the year, during the calendar, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, Hashem is always constantly watching Eretz Yisrael. Doresh Osta, he seeks it out. He yearns for the day where it will be rebuilt. And he's constantly watching and protecting Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Osta Tamid Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba. And Rav Yaakov Moshe Karlaf says that just as there is a just as there is a mitzvah while one wears tefillin and one wears his tefillin, you have to constantly be aware of the fact that the tefillin's on your head, constantly be aware of your behavior so that it is befitting whatever the tefillin is meant to represent, much like the Kohen Gadol with the tzitz. So much like you have that obligation by tefillin, you also have that obligation from when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. And one of his Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalaf, was instrumental in the early neighborhoods of Yerushalayim, Shari Chesed, specifically Talmud and Chaver, Talmud Chaver of Rav Kook and Merkaz Harav. So he's explained by one of his Talmidim, Rav Mordechai Yehuda Leib Zak, that the source for this concept of constantly be thinking about Eretz Yisrael comes from this pasuk, that just like Hashem is constantly thinking about Eretz Yisrael, so too we are constantly thinking about Eretz Yisrael. And of course, in this year, we have been privy, unfortunately, to fulfill that pasuk, to fulfill that requirement that just like we should be like Hashem in other ways, we also have the responsibility to be like Hashem in this way, to constantly be thinking of Eretz Yisrael. There's a story that said about the Yitzhak Arosh, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Rabinovich, who really started the Hasidus of Shishka along with the Simcha Banim. And he was a Talmud, at least originally, of the Choza of Lublin, the Sira of Lublin. And one time, the Yitzhak Arosh walked into the room of the Choza, and he saw the Choza was a little sad. He was feeling down, and the Yitzhak Arosh asks him, "What's going on? Why are you so upset?" And he says, "I've violated a pasuk in Parshas Ekev." In this week's Parsha, he says, "Avarti al halav yishram al chatan tishkach Hashem as Hashem lokatach." That you should be very careful to never forget Hashem. And Ches says the Choseh, "Rega katan hisach zati." Whereas for one moment, I had a lapse in my concentration, in my awareness of Hashem in the world. And even I, the Choseh of Lublin, I forgot about Hashem for one moment. And the Yitzhak Arosh, instead of agreeing to the fact that he had done something wrong, he says, "You know, there's a Mishnah in Peah. The Mishnah says that we know there's a halacha about shichacha. Shichacha, you forget certain sheaves in the field, and you have to leave them for the ani." Without going into the details, so the Mishnah tells us that if you leave so much, if you leave an enormous amount of produce in the field, so that even if you have technically neglected it as you walked inside, if it's so much, if it's such an enormous size, if it's of such importance to you, so then it's not considered like you forgot it, because you would never forget that thing. Says the Yitzhak Arosh, everyone knows that you, the Choseh, you're of enormous emunah b'Hashem. You have such deep and unwavering commitments to Hashem. So even if it's true, even if it wasn't at the forefront of your mind in that one moment, so then it's still something that you were clearly aware of because you just remembered it right afterwards. So if you forgot it for just a moment, we're not going to consider that to be like you haven't thought about Hashem. And I think about that apropos the pasuk we mentioned before, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Osas Hamid, Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba. But yes, we have, just like we have to emulate Hashem in other ways, we have the responsibility to constantly be speaking about Eretz Yisrael, to constantly be thinking, especially this year, about what's going on there, the threats that continue, and the salvation that we hope for. We have to constantly be thinking about Eretz Yisrael. And even after Tisha B'Av, where we have what we call Shabbos Nachama, whatever the Nachama is, we still have to continue to think about Eretz Yisrael, to yearn for the rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael, and first for the Yeshua of the current situation. But we have Elul, we have other preparations to worry about. We have other considerations in our own lives that we have to move into the school season and new jobs and relocations, whatever it might be. We have other things. So it could be that for a moment's notice or for a couple hours, we're not constantly, consciously thinking about Eretz Yisrael. But it should still be on the forefront of our mind. And never should we forget that while we have other responsibilities, even according to the Jewish calendar and halacha, Elul and Tishrei, we have things to do. But we should always be constantly thinking about Eretz Yisrael. So for this OU Chizakal, my message is that we have to continue, despite being after Shabbos Nachamu, to continue to think about Eretz Yisrael, to continue to have it at the forefront of our minds when we say Shema Lamani Yerbu Yimechem Mebenechem Al Ha'adamah Shinishba Shel Vesecha Lach. that Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael. We think about it during Shema, we think about it during Shemoneh Esrei, we think about it at wedding and during the Shabarach and during Tehillim and during Avinu Malkeinu, if you're saying those. Whatever it is, we have to continue our cognizance of Eretz Yisrael, because just like Hashem is constantly Dorish Osas Tamid Einei Hashem Lokach Haba, he's constantly thinking about it. We have to constantly think about it. And even if we have certain lapses, we should never go too long without thinking about the plight of Eretz Yisrael and yearning for the rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael. Mir Hashem, with that yearning, with that cognizance and constant concentration, even if there are some lapses, and even if there are some moments where we can't think about it right now, we constantly think about it so that Mir Hashem, Hashem shall rebuild Eretz Yisrael, rebuild Yerushalayim. And despite being out of the 9 days, we yearn for and look forward to the rebuilding of Yerushalayim speedily in our days, Mir Hashem. We continue now with Tehillim. We will say first, Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Natsayach Mizmor Le David, Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem, Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitzion, Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, V'yolascha, Yidash Nesela, Yitain Lecha Chilvodecha, V'chol Asascha Yemalei, Niranana Vishulasecha, U'vishim Eloheinu Nidgol, Yemalei Adonai, Kol Mishalosecha, Ata Yadati Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho, Ya neyu mishmei kacho, big vuros, yesha yimino. Ele varecha leviele basusim. Vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu v'nafalu. Vanachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai hoshia ha-melech ya'aneinu v'yom koreinu. Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echzar. Bin osesh eyar vifeini, almei menuchot yinahaleini. Nafshi yishovev, yanacheini v'magle tzedek lema'an shemo. Gam ki yelech b'geis talmaves. Lo ira ra kiat aimadi shiftecha umishantecha imayinachamuni taroch lefanai shulchan neged torerai yishanta l'shemen roshi kosi rivaya ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai v'shavti b'beit Adonai v'yorech yomim. Kuschaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shira malo, sesta inayel ha'arim, ayayin yabo Ezri. Ezri, mayim Adonai, osei, shamayim mevaret. Al yitem lamot rachlecham, al yonum shomerecham. Hine lo yonum velo yishan. Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Tzilcha, Al Yad Yaminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakecha, V'yareyach Balayla, Adonai Yishmarcha Mikol Ra, Yishmor Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmar Tzizcha Uvolecha, Me'ata V'yad Olam. Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Hamalos Mimamakim Kerasicha Adonai. Adonai Shim'a Bekoli Tiena Aznecha Kashuvos L'kol Tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya Adonai miyamod ki imcha haslicha l'ma'an etivarei ki bisi Adonai kivsa nafshi v'li devaro ochalti. Nafshi l'adonai mishomerim laboker. Shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Kim Adonai hachesed v'harbe imofredos. V'hu yifteh Yisrael mikol avonosav. Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, chapter 142. Maskil l'David v'yosav amara sifila. Koli el Adonai ezag, koli el Adonai eschanan. Ashpoch lefanav sichi. Darasi lefanav agit. B'his atef alach ruchi. V'yata yadata nesivasi. B'yorach zu ahalech. Tamnu fachli. Habed yamin urei v'ein li matir. Avad manos mimeni ein doresh l'nafshi. Zoakti elecha Adonai, amarti ata mafi, chelki b'yaret hachayim. Hakshiva el rinasi, kidalosim yod, hatzileni merosai, yamtu mimeni. Hosia mimasker nafshi, lehodosef shemecha, b'yachkiru tzadikim, b'sigmol alai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batarov hashivya, haumdim bein bayam uvein bayabasham, hamakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotim yitzara lirvacha, umeyafel al yora, umishiva ligula, ashtala ba'adala v'zman karib, v'nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All Presence have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishadach Avosenu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Lidarechas Chayalei Tzva Ha'Hagana L'Yisrael V'Ashikol Tzitzachon, Ha'om Nimam Mishmar Atzina V'Arei Elohim Migvul Ha'Lvan Ol Yad V'Lar Mitzrayim, Umen hayam hagadol ad lezohar ava b'chom akom shem v'yav ha-shav avir v'yam. Yitzen adonai esoyveinu ha-kalmim aleinu nigafim lefneyem. Akadosh baruch hu yishmar v'yatzilas hayalinu mikol tzar v'tzukam mikol nagol ma'afala. Yishlach ruach v'asach v'chom azay yideyem. Yad v'eretzoninu tachteyem v'yatzirem v'chester yeshua uv'ataret nisachon. V'kuyam v'hem ha-tasuv k'yadonai lechem ha-lechim lachem. L'hilachem l'hilachem lachem imayvechem. Umim sukos tehem yoshiyem, vishivim mehira lechekim mishpachos tehem, yodu ladonai chasav, nechlos avlev neyadam, vikuyam mikra shakasuv, ufkuye adonai shivon, uvau letzion virinam, vishimcha solam alosham, chasum vishimcha yatigu, vinaktu yagon v'anacha, vinomar amein. Nisharachos in Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Yaron David u'Shlomo, ויברך וירפא החולים. Ba'avor shan mispalim ba'avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem, v'achim amal rabazam, achzikam ach, ulachayotam, v'yishtach lehem mehira refuah shlimim min ha-shamayim, v'choy v'reim v'chol gidayim, b'stok shar chalei Yisrael, refuah ha-nefesh, refuah ha-guf, ashta ba'agalal v'zman pariv, v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Katz. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in your Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing Nechama comfort, chizuk strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.